another edition of the Talon Talk podcast, the official podcast of Morehead State University Athletics. A reminder, you can access this podcast on MSUEagles.com, the official website of Eagle Athletics, and a variety of other avenues, including Spotify and Stitcher. You can also access archived episodes on MSUEagles.com/podcasts. Today is episode number 12, and our guests are Craig and Allie Piercy. The Piercys are married and reside in Morehead. Craig is an MSU baseball alum who serves as an English teacher at Rowan County Senior High School, while Allie is a soccer alum who is now a physician's assistant for internal medicine at Morehead Primary Care. Craig was on the baseball team from 2012 until 2016 and helped MSU win the 2015 OVC tournament title and play in the NCAA regional in his hometown of Louisville, Kentucky. Allie played soccer at Morehead State from 2011 until 2014 and was also an integral part of the OVC championship team in 2013. Both have gone on to rewarding careers and remember their time as student athletes in helping shape their lives today. Thank you for listening, and here is this week's show.
Welcome to another edition of Talon Talk Podcast. I'm Matt Schabert, your host. This is episode number 12 in our series, and today I'm really glad to be joined by Morehead State Athletic alums, Craig and Allie Piercy. Craig played baseball here at Morehead State, and Allie, what then was known as Allie Hawksford, was on the soccer team for Morehead State. So, guys, I really appreciate it, and they actually have the unique opportunity, I guess it was, and the unique situation where both athletes and now married and both still living in, here in Morehead. So want to welcome you to the podcast, and I'm really glad that we can discuss your careers and your time at Morehead State here. So thank you.
Thank you, Matt. It's great to be on here, and it's great to give back to Morehead State Athletics, a program that gave a lot to us.
Well, I first want to start with how you guys got to Morehead State. I'll start with you, Craig, and I mean, from in-state here and playing baseball, and just tell me a little bit about the path and how you were kind of lured here to play baseball at Morehead State.
Yeah, so I was born and raised in Louisville, Kentucky. I went to DuPont Manual High School, and I was not necessarily heavily recruited out of high school. I was kind of, I remember coming to a camp at Morehead State in the fall of my senior season and of high school, and, you know, leaving, not thinking much of it, and got a call a few days later to attend a visit, which was about 4 days before signing day. Coach Sorg, Coach Neal, and Coach Lawson, they were the coaches at the time. They offered me a scholarship, and I signed about 4 days later. And I spent my 5 years here. I redshirted my first year, but that's kind of how I got here. And it was, I'm very fortunate for that path. And like I said, I was not heavily recruited, but all it takes is one, and Morehead State happened to be the one.
And Allie, I know you're from a little bit further away up in Michigan. So just tell us a little bit about your path to Morehead State soccer when you were being recruited and what that recruitment process was like.
Yeah. So again, thank you so much for having us on this podcast. Morehead definitely gave us a ton of opportunities. So yeah, I'm originally from Northville, Michigan, which is between Ann Arbor and Detroit. Had no idea Morehead existed, didn't know what the school in town was, but they heavily recruited me at just showcase tournaments that I was in with soccer. So came on a visit and loved it. So I knew I wanted to be in medicine when I grew up, and on one of my visits I met with a couple of the juniors, specifically Alyssa Nacky, and she was doing the Morehead biomedical program. She's now a pharmacist now, and she always gave me the test. So if you come to a school and you break your leg your first game, Would you still want to be at that school? And that visit was awesome. I got to be part of see what Athletes in Action was at that time. I got to see the biomedical program and just got to see the athletics as a whole. And so that was what committed me to come here to Morehead State.
Tell me a little bit about your time here at Morehead State. What were some of the fun memories that you had? And obviously we'll talk a little bit more about winning championships because you were a part of a championship team, but what was the mindset back then? And as you guys, tried to build that kind of winning program here at Morehead State for the soccer program.
I was highly involved at Morehead. So I like to be part of, I was part of the BCM, the Baptist Christian Ministries. I was part of Athletes in Action with Ellie Roberson. She kind of helped, she was a volleyball player at the time. I was, loved the biomedical program as well. I was just highly involved. I loved all different groups of people on campus. I wanted to spread my wings, and I was part of the PA program within Lapin Hall. And so being part of Morehead, I wanted to be in diverse groups versus just strictly in athletics. And I definitely think that just enhanced my experience at Morehead State, just because I knew so many different people on campus, whether it was sororities, fraternities, I knew people within the science program versus just strictly athletics, which was also just a great memory as well. Definitely a huge balance, you know, going through a very rigorous program with the biomedical program and also soccer. There was a couple seasons we did 6 a.m. practices. So I would run from practice straight to my labs and classes. Thankfully, the professors are very well oriented with student athletes, so they are flexible just to balance that workload between classes and athletics to be make sure you're successful in both areas.
Now, you had the opportunity to play just for the one head coach, but Craig, I want to talk a little bit about because you had a change of coaches actually when being recruited by Coach Sorg, and then when Coach McGuire came in. How was it different? Obviously, you had some success there early, but then really being able to build the program when Coach Matt came in and just took it to a new level, I guess.
Yeah, it was definitely a different transition. Coach Sorg was one of the main reasons that I wanted to come to Morehead State, other than the fact that they were the only Division I school that offered me a scholarship, but I thought he was good enough. In my eyes to go ahead and sign when I did. But when Coach McGuire came in, like you said, he kind of took the program to a whole nother level. And I had a really good time learning under him. I'm an assistant coach now with our Round County team, and a lot of what I've learned from the coaching staff that Coach Mack brought in, Coach Adam Brown, Graham Johnson, they taught me a lot that I've been able to apply to my players, not just about winning baseball games, but also about developing young men. So it was definitely a transition, but it was a great transition.
So I kind of want to talk about the mindset that you had to have, because you kind of developed into the Eagles closer and what kind of attitude and mindset you have to have. I know they talk about it in the major leagues. It's, coming in and getting 3 outs, 6 outs. It's a different style, I guess, but you were able to do well at that, right, pretty high in saves here at Morehead State. But again, it wasn't just that. Even late in your career, you were kind of both. You had the opportunity to be the closer, but then when they needed you in some big games, especially I remember in the OVC championship in 2015, you moved right back to starter and were able to shut down a really good Belmont team. So just talk a little bit about your career in that aspect and different styles of pitching and different things that you had to adjust to.
Yeah. What it came down to, those adjustments in my eyes weren't all that difficult, simply because at the end of the day, you're trying to help your team win games. And I love my team and I love my teammates. So whether I was pitching in the first inning or the fifth inning or the ninth inning, it didn't matter. Coach McGuire always talked about smelling the finish line. You know, anytime you're in the game, you know, your goal, you're pitching to your best ability as long as you're out there, whether you're out there for the last three outs of the game or you're out there to try to get all 27 outs. I think when pitchers try to change that mentality from being a starter to a closer, I think it really, that's where you can kind of go wrong and get yourself into trouble. My thought process was just whatever it takes to get that batter out. And if I'm able to, if Coach McGuire keeps me out there for the next one, then I'll try to get him out. And if, and the next one and the next one. So that was kind of my mentality. And at the end of the day, if your goal is just to help your team win games, it's not going to matter. Like I said, if you're out there in the first, second or 17th inning, your goal is just to help your team win.
And Allie, speaking of winning and playing, and just kind of tell me about playing soccer. What do you love so much about the sport of soccer that led you to play, and just what is the enjoyment of playing college soccer? And then also, what was the biggest jump for you from high school to college soccer, the college soccer level?
I think the biggest jump from high school to college was that everyone was great. To be at the D1 level, I mean, everyone earned the spot to get there. So I think that was a big mentality, you know, competing against all great players to see the field. And just the fitness level, I think that was a big transition, is just how fit you really have to be. So, I mean, we went through rigorous fitness trainings every summer to pass the tests. And then I think weightlifting was a new thing for me. I really never did that through high school. Here was definitely a different team. I loved my freshman year for sure. Our senior leadership, they already went through, I think, 2 to 3 championships already. So they actually knew how to lead our team to get to that level. So that was an awesome aspect, just being around just incredible athletes that trained me in a whole new level. And I just reached a whole new level of my soccer career that I didn't know was possible. Of D1 soccer is traveling, being on a charter bus, going to different universities, playing different teams across the country. I never knew Division I soccer was a possibility for me until Morehead State. And so I think that was just a huge blessing, is because there's only a fraction of athletes out there that actually get to play at the Division I level. I think the awesome part was when we won the OVC championship, which was incredible, a dream come true. I think the cool part is with college, being a college athlete, is just seeing what you're capable of. I think that was my biggest, I think, reward for playing Division I soccer, is because it pushes you to the limit with academics and time management and just soccer as a whole, and just being a team effort. I love being part of a team because you do it together. When you're at your weakest point, your teammate picks you up and you guys are capable of anything you put your mind to. I think that was a huge reward and why I loved college soccer, because it's just a whole different atmosphere from high school and just club soccer growing up, that you kind of went out there to play tournaments and you loved it. But when you're at the college level, you come united as a team to be united to win that championship, you know, and to push each other, especially on those fitness test Tuesdays. I mean, those days were brutal, but as a team, we got through it. We got pushed each other to be better. And I think that is just a huge thing to go to career. And just as a person, as you grow up, is that you are capable of so much more. And that's just what I love, the experience with being a D1 athlete.
And I do want to talk about, you mentioned career. And I do kind of want to talk about your guys' career, obviously graduating from Morehead State and then getting both careers that you guys love. Allie, you're in the medical career, physician assistant of internal medicine at Morehead Primary Care. What do you enjoy about being in the medical field and serving people in the medical field?
I'm so passionate about medicine. So I graduated from Moorhead and I was very blessed. I applied to one PA school and got into the UK PA program actually at the Moorhead campus. So I did my 4 years at Moorhead and then I did another 3 years and look, we're almost 10 years and we're still here. And being in medicine is just a passion of mine. I think that's another big thing that soccer contributed to is just being there as a team. And I get to work in tandem with my patients to help them reach their health goals. When I first graduated, I was a hospitalist PA. So I managed the ICU and med-surg floor. And then just recently in this past year, I transitioned to internal medicine at a family practice office here locally in Moorhead. I wanted to be closer to home with not to do a commute. And we got to start our family, Craig and I, and we welcomed our little baby boy October 21st here. So I think that's just another just blessing that this town has offered us.
And I was going to mention to both of you, you know, you both stayed. So obviously Moorhead is a very special place, being able to come here. And then what was it about Moorhead, I guess, that you said, you know what, I think we can stay here and make a life, make a family, make a career out of being in Moorhead, because it is a special place.
It is 100% the people. We have met a lot of great people here from, you know, when it comes to Moorhead State University. We attend Better Life Church. We've met a lot of great people through church, a lot of great friends now through our jobs. It's mainly I think it's the people. Neither of us, the town here is definitely different than what we grew up with for both of us, but I wouldn't have it any other way to start out our family here, because we just know so many great people who treat us as family.
And I would just like to piggyback off that is, yeah, it's definitely the people here. And me, I was definitely from a big town. All my family, siblings, I come from a big family. They're all in Michigan. So definitely is an adjustment, you know, being further away from them. But the community here just makes us feel like a home. I mean, even in our neighborhood, we walk and everyone says hi. They check up on our baby. How is he growing? They ask how our life is. It's just a very close-knit family here in Moorhead, which we didn't know was possible, you know, because we were just on campus or undergrad. We were here 18. I mean, we were kids when we first came here. And now, you know, we're reaching, getting closer to 30. You know, that's a lot of life transitions in this small town. But we wouldn't have it any other way, just because of the community that we've created here.
And Craig, you are serving in the community as well as a English teacher right here at Round County High School. Just talk about your career and what you enjoy and some of the difficulties this year, obviously, with the COVID year, but I know you guys have gotten through it.
Well, let me tell you, this year I have a student teacher for the first time this spring, and I told her that I'm learning just as much as, if not more, than she is at this time, because you're right, things are difficult. We're able now to send our kids back to school 2 days a week. We've got a rotation on Mondays and Tuesdays and a rotation on Thursdays and Fridays, which is great for them because a lot of them have expressed their desire to come to school and do it in a safe manner. We've been able to wear our masks. We've been able to socially distance within the classroom, even because we have such small numbers. But it's been awesome to have them back at school. For me, just serving in education again, the main word there is serve, because we, you know, I get to serve a lot of different students and a lot of different needs, nothing kind of satisfies me more than being able to know that I've got a chance to impact a child's life, whether they're a freshman who is just learning the ropes of high school to a senior who is getting ready to go out into the real world, as they call it. We have a very diverse population here at Round County. And so getting to serve a lot of different needs, or at least doing the best I can to do that, it really is a treat, and I really enjoy the people I work with and our administration, and which former Moorhead State athletic alum Brandy Carver is also our principal. So
Correct. She was soccer as well.
Yes. Yeah, she definitely understands. She definitely understands the student athlete life and things of that sort as well. But it's great to serve other students with a lot of diverse needs.
And one more thing I did kind of want to hit on. We mentioned you guys are married, and I guess just kind of talk about, and you see this not just in Morehead State, but kind of around the country, when student athletes, are in relationships, I think you kind of get each other's, the management and the aspect of being a student athlete. And you do see a lot of relationships that end happily in marriage because two student athletes. So I guess just kind of tell me a little bit about that and what your take is on that and how you've been able to make it work in your marriage and knowing each other's mentality from being a student athlete and now growing up and starting your family.
I think the cool part is being a couple in college. We started dating as juniors at Morehead State, is that you just get each other's schedules and requirements. I think that's a big thing. People on the outside, I don't mean that wrongly, but outside of the athletic world, people just understand, just how much practice is, weight training, how exhausted you are after games, your travel schedule. And we got that. And especially with baseball, I mean, they were on the road all the time. And so I think it definitely made us stronger because we both had our individual sports. Clearly, we both have different desires. I mean, he went into English, I went into science, but we could push each other in those goals. And I think that just made us really compatible. And that definitely helps in marriage too, because marriage is team. It's two people coming together as teammates and as just a married couple to go through life together. As an athlete, I mean, you can have injuries, you can have a bad game, you can have a loss in the championship game, and you can have those low moments. But as a team, you bring each other up and you push each other to still pursue your dreams and goals. And I think that's what helps us so much in our marriage, is that we both have our passions and desires and we just push each other to accomplish those. And yes, we did welcome our first baby, Cooper Michael. So that's been a great addition to us. And definitely that takes teamwork. having yes, a newborn baby, all those night shifts and just schedules and changes and stuff like that. And I know that's for me is what I think helped us so much, is both being student athletes to know the schedule and just the management of it to make us just bond and grow so much as people, and then so much as a couple, and be successful in marriage.
I think she hit the nail on the head there. I will add that it does make family game nights a lot more interesting when you've got two competitors going after. I personally enjoy it when I beat her at a board game, and it kind of ruins the rest of her night, because no, I'm just kidding. It doesn't
work. No, but our families watch us, and like, we don't talk during games because we are so competitive with each other. That's definitely the athlete part of us coming out. Like, we are competitive in like all areas of life.
and really what I'm saying though, is it just makes it a lot more fun. When you are, you get to play a card game against somebody who really wants to win and really wants to beat you. But like she said, it is, marriage is teamwork. Student athletes, they kind of understand, like she said, each other's schedules. We have lots of friends. Tyler and Colby Keel were both student athletes here. Blake and Katie Smith were both student athletes here. A lot of great, a lot of our great friends, that we met, in college that played sports, they married other athletes at Morehead. So you are right. That is a trend. And I don't think there's necessarily a coincidence there.
And I think the big part too is our faith is such a big aspect to us. And we were both leaders with Athletes in Action on campus, which is a student ministry, just to target more the athletic aspect on campus. And so that was another big thing that just bonded us, to have, our faith as just a core center and something we could do outside of athletics. And that way we can bring that into our marriage and as a couple as well.
Well, I definitely appreciate you guys joining us, joining me here on our Talent Talk podcast. You guys know you're definitely leaving a great legacy for Morehead State athletes and two great Eagles. And definitely appreciate it. And good luck to both of you with your family, with your career. And as we say, once an eagle, always an eagle. So once again, thank you to Craig and Allie Piercy.
Thank you. We really appreciate your time, Matt.
Thank you so much.
That's Talent Talk, episode number 12. That'll wrap it up here. Join us again next time as we speak to Morehead State alums and their time at Morehead State. And we appreciate you listening. Thank you again.
This episode of Talent Talk is presented by the Morehead State Legacy Club. The Legacy Club is a part of the Eagle Athletic Family Fund and provides former Morehead State University student athletes the opportunity to maintain a lifelong connection with MSU athletics. This is an exclusive group of former MSU student athletes who understand the commitment and spirit to be an Eagle. If you are an MSU student athlete, make sure to join your former teammates in supporting the growth and success of MSU athletics. Visit MSU Eagle.